very brief message this morning, because our celebration together is really the truest celebration of Easter Sunday. But Paul implies a question that he answers in this Colossian passage. And the question is, have you been raised in Christ Jesus? The scriptures in the epistles have been running with questions that tell us that becoming a Christian means dying to the worldly and being born to the heavenly. It means dying to the things of the flesh and being born and renewed by the things of the Spirit. And Paul, here in this passage, is telling us, if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above. Well, parents and grandparents and family members were seeking the things above that brought them here for infant and child baptism. Some congregations don't believe in child baptism. This was not a christening this morning. This was a baptism. Because baptism is more focused on what God has done for us in Christ Jesus than what we do in accepting Him. Jesus said, I chose you. You didn't choose me. But that's a little hard for us, because in our world, we think we're the ones in charge. We think we're the ones doing the choosing. But we're so bold in our tradition to say that even infants can be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, because God is choosing them through their parents and grandparents and members of the community of faith. God is reaching out because it's a matter of grace. It's what God has done with this glorious, glorious gift that we celebrate in the power of the resurrection. It's about what God has done for us. In the back country of Brazil, it is not uncommon that on Easter Sunday, as people come to be baptized, that they are led down the aisle of the church by a coffin. I actually thought about calling Jimmy Reeves and ask him if we could borrow one for today, but I thought, man, we got so much going on, I can't handle a coffin too. But you know, that's a powerful image. It fits right with this scripture. Have you been raised with Christ Jesus? And if you have been raised, then seek the things that are above. Our three young people that were confirmed this morning are seeking for themselves the things that are above. Are you? Why is it we invest so much of ourselves into Christmas and the celebration and the preparation for Christmas, but we don't make the same commitment of time and talent and treasures to the celebration of Easter? This is our holiday. Hundreds and hundreds of years before there was ever a Christmas, there has always been an Easter because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. From that very first Sunday, the church has seen this is our great day. What is it about us that invests so much in Christmas? I think the answer is in this very short passage. Paul says, set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things of earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden in Christ in God. I think the attraction of Christmas for us is it's so earthly. It's earthly because we'd rather identify with a baby than with a dead man. We'd rather identify with kings bringing gifts than a body lying in a stone cold tomb. We had rather deal with the joy of new birth than the reality of resurrection that suggests that we've got to die to the things of this world to be born from above. And let's don't forget all the gifts we buy and receive at Christmas that keep us so focused on the things of this earth. A little bit of that's gotten into Easter. But thank God that hadn't taken over. But has it come into our hearts? Have we truly set our minds on the things above? Or are they still set only on the things of this world? Have you been raised to a new way of life, a new way of thinking, a new way of looking at the world? Do you look at things from the perspective of the things that are above? Do you look at the world from a heavenly point of view? Do you view life with kingdom eyes? That's what our God asks of us today. Have we been raised with Christ Jesus to a new way of looking at life, a new way of thinking, a new way of setting our minds on our God, on our Lord, on our Savior, on life itself? And if we've been raised with Christ, we seek the things that are above. Let us pray. Father, forgive us for not investing as much in this season as we do in Christmas. Forgive us for the fact that we are just so pulled by the things of this world and this life that to set our minds on the things above seems so impossible. And in some ways, that's true. But we can't do it by our will. We can't do it just because of our intelligence. We can't do it just because we know a lot about Scripture. We can only set our minds on the things above if we surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and allow your Holy Spirit to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And that means to accept your beautiful grace so that we can be alive in Christ as He is alive, reigning eternally from above. Give us a mind that is set on the things above so we can enjoy real life here on earth until we join you in our heavenly home. Amen.